on the citizen Yanim. The piece is passed. Issa Bezer HaKadosh. Our pasuk called Ezach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. Man di'iu migazo shoshu Yisrael Yosef Chois Tzolodem Nisa. The Zohar says on the pasuk says called Ezach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. The word Ezrach means someone who is born and bred, I guess. In other words, not in the translation of Ezach, a citizen, but it means someone who is B'Sheirish Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. So that's what the pasuk uses as a term for Klal Yisrael. The term used, Ezrach, is unique. It's very rare that the pasuk uses the word Ezrach for it. I mean, there's some places it says Kegir Ezrach, but it says Man Deihu Vigizor Shosh Yisrael Yosef Chaysal Ben Musa. Somebody who comes from the Gezan, the Sheirish of Yisrael, sits under the sail, under the shade of Emuna. And he's going to explain what the, you know, the Zohar has been madlish the pasuk that it's dafke ezach miyisrael, and he's going to explain what it is. Dine yadu asher Avraham Avinu al shalom hayatchila legeirim k'omram zal v'mem chashon hikas bayir. L'maisa Avraham Avinu has a status always of a ger. Avraham Avinu is the one who became Yisrael, and yet v'im kol ze nizrach nikra ezrach. It says Maskelason Ezrach is going on Avram. So you have that despite the fact that Avram Avinu is a ger, it says L'moshel the Pasuk Mayofu Pamayach Ben Olim Bas Nodiv Bito Shel Avram Avinu Shenodav Liboy L'Ovish B'Shamayim, that Avram Avinu was the first one that became a ger. He was a Maskel. And yet the Pasuk calls him Maskel Eisen Ezrachi, that he is someone who is considered to be a born person Klal Yisrael. So he explains V'hainu, Mipnei Shenizbar Acharkach Ad Shashem Yisbarach Heidolov Shesheresh Toldos Ha'isa B'Kdusha. So he brings a Chazal here, and I guess we'll explain a little bit later. The Chazal says that Avraham Avinu was Mitztaya, that in his younger years he was Ovei Avodah Zarah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, it brings a pasuk in Tehillim, I don't remember the whole pasuk, it's a complicated pasuk. It says Tal Yal Dusecho, that just like Tal, the young years of Avram will come back to Avram like Tal. Shenema Tal Yal Dusecho, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ma Tal Azer V'chulu. So you too, your Yaldos will come back. Just like the palace Chayzev Radama, you will come back. I'm giving you back the years that you lost as Avodah Zarah to be that you also be Klal Yisrael. Well, let's explain a little bit more. But Al-Kapanim, what you see is that despite the fact that Avram became a ger later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave him the matan of Tal Yal Dusecha. And then he says one more Nekuda. It says Avram Nikra Yisrael Milsa Miktahu. It says Moshe Bnei Yisrael Asher Yashuv Mitzrayim was Arba Me'er Shana. So the Ma'aseh is not true. They weren't 400 years. So the Chazal say that it counts from Avram Avinu, from when Avram had Yitzchok. So the Medrash says V'zein Niska Medrash Avram Nikra Yisrael. That milsa miktahu, or moish myself with chulu. So he says, "Bevada ena mechuvin ala chesmos hashanim shul milsa mikta." But the Zohar doesn't mean to say that it's a davar omrik that the years of Avram are included in the chesm. They have to be. If you count 400 years backwards, you go back to Avram. Kalei mifurishu, rak al inyan ze shavram nikra Yisrael. Ubchinas Yisrael u'shesheres soldosi u'bekdusha ze milsa mikta. Shaloi mitzad asogot fisas adam. So he says like this, that lemaisa the oimek that it says that Klal Yisrael is called that Avram that the minyan starts from before the milsa mikta is that despite the fact that it says umoisha Yisrael Yeshuv Mitzrayim is going on Klal Yisrael that starting from Avram it's called Yisrael. Now. Let's explain a little bit outside, and then we'll revive it. L'chura, it's a stereo. In other words, the fact that something is aschola means by definition that it's not like that mitzad sheirish. That's by definition. Something that came into something is not like that mitzad sheirish. Yisrael is called Yisrael because they were born Jewish. Anybody who has a Shem Yisrael on him means that they're Klal Yisrael forever. Yisrael, Afrika Shechot Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael is Shayach Dafke to Klal Yisrael in the fact that they are in their very Sheirish Klal Yisrael, and there is no Echetimtza for them to be misnatic. That is the definition of Yisrael as Yisrael. The fact that Avram is called Yisrael is almost a stereotype. So the Milsa Mikta is, there's a Milsa Mikta that Avram as a Shem Yisrael, which is what the Chazal said before, because we gave him back Tal Yal B'Secha. Let's go, he's going to explain in the next one, in the following Oifin, let's give it a little bit of Akdama. It's not an easy union, but the fact that something is a shtausel from something else, that A causes B and B causes C and so on, that's a mahalak that we have a tfisa in. And that is a metzias that we can see for us. So when Yisrael, when Yaakov Avinu is called Yisrael, and he is the metzias of Klal Yisrael b'shrashay, that's partial for us, that we understand with the seichel. When a person is nischabe to something, mitzad de sheirish, so let's take two examples and we'll put them side by side. Let's say somebody was born on by Oceanside, and he was from the time he was a little kid, he always goes swimming, and his father takes him boating, and whatever. Then he gets older, he goes to school somewhere that's inland, and then he gets married and raises a family there, but he very much wants to keep coming back to the ocean. So that's something that there's a seichel de kesherish for. He had an input of ocean when he was very young, and then it became part of him, he got cut off, he comes back to his roots. That's a type of mahalach where seichel, it's a mahalach where the cause and effect is very clear. Let's say the Gemara says, the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara says that there was somebody who said, I would like to build a villa on the ocean, and they were afraid of Yichas, and they found out he's from Zvola. What a valid. So over there the Pesach is like this. Obviously, if the person was born on the ocean side and he wanted to live by the ocean, it's not a chiddush. It's pashut. I mean, that's what he's used to. So Balkan, this is a person that grew up in the desert someplace, and he always dreamt of something on the ocean. So there must be a sheirish in the person that is of that mahalach, despite the fact that we don't see it in him. The fact that the person yearned for the ocean, even though it wasn't part of him, that is called a metzias that's above. We don't understand how it comes to him. We're bredik in Ezichas, and we see it comes from the Shevet Zvulun, so you understand that it's a Shevish that was in the person that we didn't have a tefisa in. So there are inyanim in a person's seichel, in a person's personality, in a person's metzias that we have a clear tfisa in how it came about and what caused what and what leads to what. That's one mahalach. And then there's a second mahalach where the person has a sheirish that's nelam from him. The person doesn't inherit that sheirish and it's still there. There's a counterpart to it in the mahalachim v'akadosh baruch hu. L'mashal, there are nyanim that if a person does good, and the Midas HaDin and Midas HaMishpat say there should be good to him. A person doesn't do good, the Midas HaDin says to be harsh with him. But there are inyanim that are called L'mashal Bonim Atam Hashem Akechem Ki Onu Amecha and such inyanim where Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kesher with Klal Yisrael is not move on why, but it's there despite that. For instance, the same person that's teaching class, so there's a certain Talmud that shows promise. A certain Talmud does well, and the teacher is very mikush with him. That's Pashut. He does well, and there's a response. There's another Talmud that has a lot of potential, and therefore it's also clear what the kasher is, despite the fact he's not doing well, but I saw the potential. I saw his seichel, I saw his asmada, whatever it is, I saw potential, and the mela, there's a seichel that within the mahalach of a teacher-Talmud relationship, there's a seichel that says why and what the kasher is. A son, you try very hard, he should do well, despite the fact that he may not be showing any promise, and he might be doing well, because the kasher goes beyond the mahalach of the framework of this, of the cause and effect of the teaching and understanding. It's because he's a son, and there's a sherish that's deeper than any other sherish. It doesn't have the seichel of the gemahalach, and therefore that keeps producing that kesher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalachim with Klal Yisrael have the same in the Kudus. There's a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, which is within a mahalach of cause and effect, and that is the Seichel's Hefes. Then there's a Mahalach of Christ like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which goes beyond cause and effect, and there is no Tfis over there of Seichel. So he says like this, okay, Eina Mechuvin Al Chesh Mishal Shonim Shi Milsa Mikta. The Zohar doesn't mean that the years, Ki Alei Mifurishu Rak Al Zeh Inyin Shavron Nikri Yisrael. What the Zohar says is that it's impossible to understand why is Klal Yisrael, why is Avraham Avinu called Yisrael? Upchinas Yisrael hu shesheresh toldosei hu bekdusha. Ze milsa mikta shalei mitzad asoget fisas adam. The fact that Avraham can be called Yisrael, like I explained before, is a stira that has no makom in asoget fisas adam. Rak mitzad is kashrus basheresh lemaila min adas. The Zohar niskim, okay. In other words, the only time to understand how Avraham can have a Shem Yisrael is Shayach only in a Sheirish that's beyond understanding. And let's just explain it the way we explained it before. That Yisrael is called Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Keshem is notwithstanding that he's a Chayte. Yisrael is Yisrael, that we understand. Because Klal Yisrael is born Yisrael, mitzad the etzem kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's an Am HaNivcher, and that stays that way. But Avraham is someone who came into it. So that means there was a period of 48 years, the way the Chazal is bringing, when Avraham wasn't Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So terminate that, and that's that. A person's tie to a child is because it's his child, because from the very first beginning it came about. So there is no process in halacha of divorcing a child. It's bad in you. A spouse came into your life later, so it's possible to be without the spouse. There is such a metzias. Avraham Avinu, in as much as there's a b'chinas Yisrael, then Yisrael means it's not shayach to be nachmik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's because Avraham had that maila that it was kol kulei mushas. Avraham l'chura doesn't have that maila. Avraham, till 48, he wasn't shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was over a zara. So it's shayach that Avraham should be minutik also. The fact that the pasuk says that Yisrael is called, that Avraham is called Yisrael, it means Avraham, that means the Shem Yisrael was Chal Avraham. And that's a mikta, because it's something where there's no makom for Tfisas Adam. There's no makom for Tfisas Adam because be'etzim it's mufrach. I mean, until Avraham was 48, he wasn't Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are you telling me that he has a Shem Yisrael that's impossible for him to be Menutif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not impossible to be Menutif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you see he was. Melech Yisrael was born that way, Yaakov Avinu was born that way, so fine. So he is that way. But Avraham Avinu is Shayach without it, so he's without it. So he says, so this kesher is a kesher, it's called Milsa Mikta, because there is no mockering for Tfisas Adam in that, because it's stereo. V'zehu aniska b'zeh HaKadosh Avraham kori oz tis'aneg al Hashem. It says, by Avraham Avinu, there's a pasuk, oz tis'aneg al Hashem. So the Zohar says, v'haynu she'oneg sheloi hu al Hashem, l'mayla mepchina Hashem avaya. the kesher of Avraham Avinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ke'ilu past the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, meaning that the Shem Havaya includes all of the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. This anhaga is anhaga that goes beyond it because it doesn't make sense within the context of it. So Baruch Baruch Hu, there's a deeper service. Just like we said before, the muscle we used, a teacher and a student relationship is within the context of student-teacher. So we say, Samela, somebody that from the day I met him, I saw he was a good student, so I have a kesher. Mela, somebody that from the day I met him, I saw he had potential. But if from the point I met him, the person was not a student at all, not good, didn't care to learn, and so on, there's no reason for me to keep on persistently banging away at him. The only hazard for it is if it's my son. If it's my son, so the pshat is, the kesher comes beyond the relationship, the particular relationship of Talmud, Rav, or whatever it is, and b'meila, it feeds in from a makor that's past seichel. So you're right, seichel says, give up, it's worthless, within the context of the relationship as Rebbe Talmud, nothing's happened, but there's a kesher that's beyond it. Oz tis'anik al Hashem means, Hashem is the klolius of the anhagas of Kesher within the Bria. And within that Metzius, there is no, Avraham Avinu is yonik from something that goes past it. V'locheni says, V'hainu p'chinas atika, let's not care about language too much, V'shomu p'chinas is kashish lo lomailu v'na das b'sheyesh. And V'locheni sudas atika, the Shabbos, let's go through, let's skip that also. The next one also, V'yasav ha mishte gol b'yame gomez Yitzchak, v'hainu, v'yoyim v'isa b'tayis v'saharemes, hey gimel mem lamed, hainu, v'yoyim sh'nimol Yitzchak l'shmoyne, ku haya nefesh ha-risha sh'nimol l'shmoyne. V'hainu she'eshroshay b'kdusha mitoldosay. The reason why by Yitzchak he made a big suda is because Yitzchak, when it was B'yom Gomel Yitzchak was the first one whose Kedusha was Mileda. Shoya Shasha Mikdusha Mitoldosa Shemenish Dalsa Kedusha Zare Shemusim Minibotem V'nikru Amech Kulot Tzadikim V'nikru Shemibetem Shemcha Dimoylem V'hainu Shenishas Ben Makdusha B'Teloda U'machanemak Yitzchak Kof HaZara Ki Gam Esam Nikro Yisol Muma V'al Ze Oso Az Avrom Mishte God B'yom Gomel Kanal Ki oznis barley shigam olav heira shemizbara shigam shirish toldosi bikdusha me achashahoil zerakredish kaze shemeni stalsa zerakredish the derish shibukusham toldosi mashash. I want to explain this. This is a very interesting Nikudah he said. Until Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak, his own metzias was negotiable. In other words, he became a Baal Tshuva, Avraham. He could stop being a Baal Tshuva. It's possible that he was, it's possible that he isn't. So therefore, it's possible that a person, it's possible to lose it. The fact that Avraham Avinu had a Yitzchak, that had a Metzias of Shrosh and B'Kedusha, means that he himself, Baal Karach, also has that Metzias. And let's explain it. This is it's a deep nature of his. The klal is a person cannot be moiled something that doesn't carry dugmasai, that doesn't carry its own sherish. The metzias of having a person, let's say there'd be no such thing as chush hashmiya. So somebody who could not have a child that has chush hashmiya, because it's not within him. If a person has a child with tremendous musical ability, even though he himself doesn't have, so Baal Korach, that sherish was in the father already. It might have been undeveloped, it might have been a recessive gene, but the koyach had to be within the father, or else it couldn't be in the child. The metzias of a person who is be'etzem mushrish HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can't be menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a certain type of metzias. I mean, people have bechira, people can do right or wrong, and the fact that down deep it'll always come back to the Nekudah of Tov, that's chiddush. And when Avram was Moiled Yitzchak, it was Megala in Avram that there existed in a Kudah like that also, despite the fact that it came on later. So, Bal Karchachim, and let me skip a little bit, in other words, let's just explain it, because I just want to explain the Kudah that he's dealing with. The Metzias of Avram, that he became a Ger later, this is the point that he's trying to be Madgish. L'chura, it's not possible to become L'mafreya something else. I mean, how does it work that L'mafreya, it's as if he was not Oyver Averzor L'mafreya. The only way it's possible is the following way. Let's say I take somebody who's age 50 and he does not know how to play music or sing or anything like that. And then I teach him, and the person picks it up, and he picks up well. He does it very well, and he slips into it easily. So I realize l'mafreya that the person had it in him all along, and it wasn't just that I trained him like I train a monkey, but the person had it in him. I see now he snaps to it, he does it. If a person has a child whose child has musical abilities, it's Megala and the Sheirish that the father also had it. The day that a Metzias and Klalitzel came about, that it has a Sheirish and Kedusha that can't become a Snatik, that it's Mibetan Imoy Nimoylan, Mibetan Shimcha Nimoylan, like he says, so it's Megala on the father that he's the same Metzias, but it just didn't come out the gully. It was because he was born to Avodah Zarah. That's why he was Eivar HaZorah. But not that he was Eivar HaZorah Be'etzim. Until Yitzchak came about, one could have said, Faker, he's Eivar HaZorah, who was trained differently, who was inspired to be differently, someone was mashpia on him to be differently. Until there was a Sheiresh that could be Toiv mitzad Deleida, Avraham Avinu wasn't sure. Yeah. Well, Terach is not called a father of Avram. In that sense, the Terach cuts him off from Avram. That the Ki'ilu, he's not Shaykh. Just like the gynecologist might deliver the child, but he's not the father of the child. Terach was the Erech, he was a biological product, but his Sheirish Neshama didn't come from Terach. So it's not a Gilui on Terach. It's just Avram Avinu's Neshama is Avram Avinu's Neshama. It doesn't go back to Terach. But from Avram, yes. So he says, so Bal Korchach that the Simcha was that. Ki Oznes Barley says, Shegam Olav Heir Hashem Yisbarach, Shegam Sheirish Toldosu Biktush, his own Toilada must be Be'etzim Biktusha. Me'achar Shoyle Zera Kodesh Kazeh, it says he made a Mishta Godel. The Gedoyloi Lomim were there. Who's the Gedoyloi Lomim? In other words, the Gedoyloi Lomim means the biggest Bechin in the world, which is this Bechin we're talking about, that it's above the Mahalchim of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Brida. Umizenis Rabba Simcha Belev Lasis Mishta Me'achash and Isvara is Kashalay Bashar's Lamadas. And that's why he had a tremendous Simcha that he was kosher above that. Umimela Ainla Lifhoit Bishum Dover. Let's skip a little bit. Let's save a small piece here and then we'll skip and try to explain a little bit more. The highness of Asheris Taldosu who mekusha bekdusha. It's like this. Umemela ain lo lifchoid mishum dover, and bemela he has no reason to be scared of anything. Okina the shemana b'shem al shemtov zavtzal. There's a verse from al shemtov. Shemal atzmi said about himself shem hoyedea betach beatzmoi shem ezer avram mitzvah yakov. If he was sure that he was a ben avram mitzvah yakov, the highness of Asheris Taldosu who mekusha bekdusha. There's when a person walks with a hat like this, when he feels very good about himself, very sure about himself, you know, very cocky, he puts his hat to a side.
So the Zivar Hashem, if he was only sure that he's a Ben Avraham Yaakov, he wouldn't mind strutting in the streets and sticking his tongue out of the Yitzhahara. Let me explain in the context that where he's coming from, where we're going to. In the Mahalchim of the Yom Neroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot are Chada Machsim. There's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, one Mahalach, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, another Mahalach. Sukkot belongs mitzad the Toichim to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as well. You have Hashanah Rabbah, Shemina Tessah, Saint Karbonis, and Rosh Hashanah. There's a Kesher with the Mea Tshuva as well as the other Ma'adim. The Gemara Din is on the Shana Rab and so on. Where is the Mokoim of Sukkot within Yom Neroim? Within Shalosh HaGolim, it's simple. Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaOsif, Chag HaAviv. Where is the Mahalach of it? So Lemaisa, the Inyan of Simcha, it says, Rabbi Yerina says, that Simcha is an intrinsic part of Tshuva. That one of the Ifanim of Tshuva is Simcha, and it is it's a chrech, to show the simcha on the fact that he was niskape, and that's in the Suda Motzim Kippur and so on. But it's an intrinsic part to it, as opposed to other mitzvahs where it's just an embellishment. In other mitzvahs, to do it with simcha is good. On Sukkot, on Yom Kippur, on Tshuva, it's an intrinsic part of it. A very beautiful lashon of Rabbeinu Gaon, that he shows the simcha on his yogurin. Negative yogurt is kapha. No, why is that? What's the makom of simcha? This it says like this: if a person does tshuva, for instance, people who smoked, when they stop smoking, they're never ever confident they're not going to be smoking. It still attracts them. People who are addicted to something, even when they break or they stop, they either relapse or they're always under the sakana, they'll relapse. Because once the sheirish was there and the person has that sheirish, he can break it and he can forever not partake of it, but it's not as if there's no sheirish in there. A person who never smoked, he might think it's a great idea to start smoking, it's cool, but he doesn't have the sheirish in him. There is no mitzias in the Mahalach of Tshuva. There is never certainty that the person will go back, will not go back, because, like we said before, the same paradox. If I once was that way, then I can be different also. A person that was never different, to say maybe I can only be this way. Maybe I can only be a person who doesn't smoke. Maybe I can't smoke. Maybe smoking doesn't take me. But someone who was different, somebody who lived part of his life not honestly, so he recognizes it's possible to be dishonest. You can't say it's impossible. The word impossible is nistar from the fact that he said it from the fact that it was possible. So the metzias of tshuva and a baal tshuva is always problematic, because it can't ever be assured of permanence of bisech. That's the nekuda. Sukkah is always called a hagana. When we speak about in davening, we say Ushmortzei Seinu in Haskivenu. We say Foytzelin is Sukkah Shlemecha. By Yaakov, it says he built sukkahs. Akadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael protected them with sukkahs. To be sukkahs Hashavta Yisrael, whichever type it is, whether it's the sukkahs literally or the sukkahs of Ananiya Kovit, both of them are Pchina of Hagona, Mogen Avram. The Pchina of Hagona means that the Metzias is not, there's a Metzias where you're fighting something, Akos Behold, there's a Metzias that something can't come. Where is that Metzias that it can't come? I mean, what's the certainty that it can't come? So Sukkis, it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a mahalchim of a kapara, of something that was. Sukkot is a mahalach where it is megan that it shouldn't come again. The only oifen that it's possible is that if it's if ki'ilu the person is megala a side of himself that wasn't there before. It's not the pshat that the person is he fixed what was there and that's that. The all the inyan it says leif to groli alikim ruach nochin charis bekirvi. Those are not inyanim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. There's no yesh me'ayim. It can't be yesh me'ayim. But the pshat is it means that the person discovered a side himself that was there all along, and he didn't have it. For instance, let's say a person that never got excited by learning, and so he spent his time doing Seder, doing whatever it was, he spent his time schmoozing or patching his time. So fine. So even if the person takes on a serious Kabbalah that he's not going to, but he knows that he can do it. He knows that he can patch the time. He knows he can schmooze and so on. Let's say, but on the other hand, the person discovers a liking for learning that he never had before. So there the pshat is the sheirish, he was megala, a different sheirish himself. It's not the pshat that he was metakin a chisarim. If he metakin chisarim means he's mekabel on himself, not to talk during Seder. So that's a Kabbalah. But inside him, he still has the cheshek to sit and talk. If the person discovers in himself a nekuda that likes learning, so that's the ruach nochan that was mechadish in him. The mechadish means he found a new nekuda in himself that wasn't there before, that is have to be permanent. A person who discovers kedusha, the tainuk of kedusha. So now the shmira from tumah is not the pshat that the person just has to keep away from tumah. The person discovers in himself a tainuk of kedusha. All of those inyanim that a person discovers a new sheirus himself are the inyanim he's talking about. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are kikunim and what was, and b'meila that comes with merirus and so on, because at best all you're doing is fixing up something that was. You didn't gain anything. Sukkot is a shmira because a person is megalin himself a sheirish that wasn't there before. Every simcha is on some new acquisition, like simchas chasen kalan, simchas on a child, the child that's born. All those inyanim of simcha are inyanim where the person is megala a sheirish. The person has something he didn't have before. When a person finds in himself the sheirish that was there, so then, the reaction is simcha, because there's something new, there's this chachos in a person. Every chiddush brings about simcha. It's one of the reasons we don't eat something, we don't take something new during the 3 weeks, because it's a b'chin of simcha. Every chachos is a simcha. The chiddush of the person's nefesh is that chiddush of on sukkis. So the hagana and the hatzola on sukkis is because there was a chiddush, the person saw the lemafreya in himself. And that's the makom simcha. Lemafreya, he was oimed on that nekuda that he didn't have before. Let's skip down a little bit. Yeah. Every simcha siyantif, the normal simcha siyantif is simply because there's man of kir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's karavis talk on Shabbat. So you're gaining another. It's like someone you don't see for a long time. Anything that comes with a palm to palm, so you be simcha. That is all the other. That's all the other interpretations. Sukkah says the yontif. Simcha that's locked into tshuva. Well, that is. When you meet somebody that you meet day in day out, you can't really pinpoint simcha. Somebody that you like and you meet him occasionally, there's simcha on that. That's why it makes shachiyana if you don't meet a person for a long time and so on. Any chiddush, a simcha requires something on the kud of chiddush expressive. So that you have an oyentayvim. Oyentayvim is liris v'lirois, and in Melo there's that the kud of simcha. In tshuva, the pshat, simcha has nothing to do with sukkahs also. Rabbi Yonah says it as a standard part of shivali sisoni she'echa. The whole perek in Beis is filled with a bakasha for simcha, ruach m'divat tismecheni, the tagelna tzomis tikisa. All the shyness of simcha those in yonim. Let's skip down a piece. Okay, so he says few lines in the right hand column from the end. Ukinya Shemar Ravon Bin Al Shalom. Shema Shazokli is Nikri Israel, Ayam Mulsa Mikta Mipinas Atika Lamailam in Adas. The fact that the Eitzah Mikta was that Avraham Avinu became Lemafreya Yisrael. Let's pull three lines in the back. V'nachso l'inyan shal zeh miramez azeh HaKadosh. Man v'iyu migizo shorosh v'Yisrael. Anybody that comes from a gezer shorosh Yisrael, haynu shebatuach hu ba'atzmoy shesheres toldosa b'kdusha hu yoseh b'tzilu v'emusa b'loy d'chilu klal. Any person who knows that a sheres b'kdusha, he sits in the tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without fear. Sheyocholios patuach b'choyse b'yis Baruch Hu v'nosin l'mayla b'nadas. Mipnei sheyesh lo iskashus b'asheresh. V'lachein ein lo lifchoyt mishum ra. V'ach simcheru lei v'levnoi le'alma. And he knows that he has a Yerusha of Cheres for him and his children. V'hira, he says, okay, so Lemaisa, so he's explaining that the chin of Avraham Avinu, Avraham was called an Ezrach, despite the fact that he's a ger, because Avraham Avinu, after he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he became a ger, it was a Goloi Milsom affair that this is who he is. It was a Goloi Milsom affair that he's an Ezrach. So his Tchila was as a ger, but the Goloi Milsom affair that he's as a... The same thing, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tal Yal Dosecha, that I'm giving you back your childhood. The way to give it back was, he understood that this is Be'etzim him. So the Nekuda of the in Tshuva, so is, if it's a type of Tshuva where the person feels that he's the Balavera, but he's been Metaken Averis, he's been Metaken Achisaren, so that's not Moilet Simcha, and it's not Moilet Disbechina, because, fine, there is no Igloi Moslem Afreya, and it doesn't belong to that, to Ezra Yisrael. Because Ezra Yisrael means that mitzad his tshuva, he discovered himself a mitzias that was a different mitzias. Lamashal, you find in Yonim on Yom Kippur where it says Yudei Mitu Malachim, you wear white, you stand, you don't eat, and Chazal Amidam Mitu Malachim. The pshat is Klal Yisrael discovers in themselves the tzad malach. The Inuyim are called Shabbosim. We spoke about it, that they are. When you're shavis from doing all those in Yanim, the tzad of Malach comes out in the person. Behine says, Bechlal Yisrael Nikroim Bnei Yisrael, Hainu, Shemekusharim Betoldoisom Bashayresh Bepnimis Nikudas Libam Lamayim Adas, that they are Mekusher with their Shayresh to Lamayim Adas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kinyan Amram Zal, Golib Yadua Shetzainainu Lasas Yitzayincha. So the person is nismale, the person says, I really would like to do this, but the soil should be misakif, which is a big akara. In other words, when a person does an avera, especially if it's an avera that's very tempting, so the person feels this is himself, and the ruchnius is just sort of slapped on. And he can't honestly say, I would really like to do Golub Yadua Shel Tzayin Al Tzayin Chorak HaSoyer Shel Be'Yisrael Me'akev. First, doesn't think it's Soyer Shel Be'Yisrael Me'akev. The person feels it's him. If a person, Lamashal, is sleep late for Krishna, let's take an example. He likes to sleep late, sleeps in late, and he gets up 11:30, 12. And the person feels bad, you know, I'm missing Krishna, it's not there, it's terrible, it's Gehenna. So I tell him, you know, we have a choice. We can either get you a pill that'll wake you up 6 in the morning, or a pill that'll move the Zman Krishna down, or, you know, or make the Zman Krishna disappear. Which one do you choose? So he'd make the Zman Krishna disappear because he wants to sleep. And if given the choice, even if he could be woken up at 6 o'clock without pain, just wake up, but he'd rather have this, but what can he do? That's the only way it works. This saying, Golub Yadua Shel Tzayin Al Tzayin Chorak HaSoyer Shel Be'Yisrael Me'akev, it's a deep pronouncement. The person is saying that I know down deep this is what I want to do, but I can't do it because of that. Which of the two would you rather do if you could control your taiva or whatever? is the koveya. So when Klal Yisrael is that's where you get simcha, because when the person discovers this chiddush himself, this is where there's an akud of simcha. I want to finish. So the inyan of sukkah as a mahala of the three regalim of tshuva is that Rosh Hashanah is the zman of din, then Kippur is the zman of kapara, and Sukkot is the zman of igloy milsa mafreya, that the inyonim of tshuva are not a tikkun, but they're a gilui of what's be'etzim in the person. It's a gilui that Yom Kippur is really who the person is, not something that has to control or tame the person. That is the gilui of Sukkot, and that's why it's a zman simcha seinu. That's why the zayah is madgish in the pasuk, that kol ezach v'yisol yeshu v'sukkos, that anyone who's migazav v'shas yisol yosef tachas avanusa, means when you deher in yourself that you are the geza of Klal Yisrael, and b'meila chet is only a temporary matziv, that's where you deher itself as being be'etzim, that's where the shaykh is to belong to the sukkah. I once heard a word from Futner on sukkahs. He said it in a different context, but I want to use it for this context. I think this is where it's very appropriate. It says in the Gemara that there was, by similar to the Sha'eva, there were two shiras. It says, Tzadikim used to say, Ashri ziknesenu shaloi bishanu reinu. Fortunate are we that our old age did not embarrass our young age. That the we stayed from all along, and we stayed kosher along, and tar and tzadikim, and fine. The Balei Tshuva used to say, Ashrei ziknesenu shekipro yaldusenu. Lucky are we that our old age was mechaper on our youth. Fine. Eilu ve'eloimim, both of them used to say, Ashrei misha lechota, or misha chota yoshev yimcholo. Fortune is the person who wasn't chayta, and who should be chayta should be chayta. The Gemara has in itself a tremendous nekuda here. First of all, it says that the etzem about tshuva and the tzaddik have two separate shiras. The tzaddik shir is that the godless of a person was never tayim atam chet. That's a maila dira. And the Baal Tshuva's nekuda is that someone that, after being turned tam chet, he still was niskarif back. Both of them are tremendous minus. And therefore, there's no... You can't have the best of both worlds. You can't be a kaddish v'torah mebeten and beef migdal Baal Tshuva. They're astira with each other. And they are astira, so that's why there were two separate shiras. But there is a makam on Sukkis where both of them, Eilu Veilu Aimrim, Asher Mishle Chota, means that one person would say, you know, I had the best of both worlds. Till I was 70, I did Kol Davasa, and then I became a phenomenal Baal Tshuva. So I had 70 years of real good time, and 3 years of Gevalika Tshuva, so I have the best of both worlds. The Hakara of Asher Mishle Chota, or Mishle Chota Shemucholai, is the Hakara where the Baal Tshuva deheres the Tzadik Gomer as well. The Mile of Tzadik Gomer becomes a Chelek of Baal Tshuva, because that is the Metzius of Sukkis. The Metzius of Sukkis is not the Kapara that the Misha Chota, the Yashu Yom Chota, that's in Kippur. But that the same person who says Asher Misha Chota, or Misha Chota Yashu Yom Chota, that is one, that's the Mahalach of Sukkis. The simcha of tshuva is that the person is both, that the person is happy that he is where he is. That's megal lamafreya, that the shayrish of kedusha was all along in the person. He just discovered it now. It wasn't the pshat that it was implanted in the person now, but it was discovered in the person now. And b'meili he deheres the asher mishle chota now. The Baal Tshuva has the mile of Tzadik Gomer in the same way he has, and b'meila, like he says, he's somechem batuach that he's never going to go away from it. the bitachin is only possible if you were never let down. If there was a tkufa when you were let down, there's no bitachin. The bitachin in sukkah is because the goyim also have fear that you never let a kadosh baruch hu down and he never let you down. The person realized all along it was just the source of Issa. The herring that was the person who was there all along gives me bitachon, like he says from the verse of Baal Shem Tov. If I would only know that I'm taka zera emes of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, then I wouldn't be scared of Yitzchak, because I know in the end I'll always come back to the Shevish. Gemara says a lashon zroik chutra bavira aikri koi. If you throw up a stick in the air, it always lands on its root. Meaning, you know, everything, whatever spins, something goes through, it always ends up on a sheirish. So b'meila, in the simcha that is in tshuva is the understanding that the tshuva will never disappear completely, because that's the asmis riyadah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The Megala,
I think it was Mezgala another thing, but the final Nekuda was like it says Ati Yadati. But yes, everything was Megala, another facet of Avram. That's, and the Sayan certainly is Megala then. But the Lamafeya part is, I guess, only at the end. When the person is through and through, as long as there's a part of the person that's not Nekusha, so you can't say the Mafreya, that was him. There was a part of him that was Aveira and was Mutakin. Anything that goes in the halach of new, not renewal, but it's something new, so fine. So it could be not also. Whatever was not there does not have to be there afterwards. It's only when something is there in Mafreya and